Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back into the fishbowl. Blub, 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 bubble, bubble, bubble. Whatever sound fish make. Flop. So this week, Biden and Trump had their Texas standoff in New York after their Texas standoff in Texas, which weren't really standoffs. They're just going to the same states at the same time. Why do they travel to the same place at the same time? It's like you guys are obsessed with each other. What are you competing? Why are you competing so much, you guys? Why can't you just be independent? Or it's like you both want the same job or something. You both want to be the top dog. Did you guys hear about Biden's German Shepherd that, I don't know, they put him up for adoption or something because he kept biting people? Hopefully they didn't put him down. It must be fucking tough being a dog working it, though. Biden administration at the White House seems a little tense working in politics. It's a tough career for a dog. Be a career politician. It's a lot of responsibility for a dog. Shit, if I was a German Shepherd cooped up in the White House, I'd be chewing my way out of there too. Every ankle I can find. Every ankle in my way. Like, let me out on the lawn. I gotta go pee. So, both presidents and presidential candidates were in New York this week. Trump was there for the funeral of a deceased NYPD officer who was killed by a career criminal at a routine traffic stop, which seems just like you couldn't even write a sadder story. It's really just so fucked up. It's like a story out of a Batman comic. Dude was a hero. And Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, was at the biggest fundraiser in U.S. political history. U.S. political history. That's a tough word to say right off the top of your head. Political. U.S. political? U.S. history. Maybe I should have just said U.S. history. Oh, fuck. Now I seem like an idiot. They raised over $25 million at this event with... Oh, yeah, it was also two more presidents. So Trump was there. Trump was in New York. Biden was in New York. Obama was in New York. And Bill Clinton was in New York. Holy fucking shit. Man, fucking Hamas or whatever should have attacked then. That would have been fucking crazy. They would have killed four birds with one stone. Or one drone. Dude, they raised $25 million in one night. And all Joe Biden is going to spend it on is, what, fucking campaign ads? Or, like, his tour bus gas money? Seems like a huge, 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 huge Donald Trump. Huge. Nah, it kind of sucks. I mean, it really sucks. I can't do a Trump impression. But Biden is going to spend that huge amount of money on just blow it on his campaign. Why not, like, buy something nice? Donate to charity. Trump is looking at that money raise like, damn, I could really use that cash right about now. Trump's bail got reduced to like $125 million or something, so I don't know. He's bailing himself out. He's bailing his boat out. Bailing the water. Man, is that what it's called? Bail for jail? Like, because you bail water out of a boat, right? Or like when you're in a sticky situation and, oh shit, you gotta bail. That's all the fucking same word. That's crazy. There's your grammar lesson for today. Let's make money to fucking survive with all these legal fees he's got. Trump is selling Bibles now. He's Bible salesman, Donald Trump. Oh, wait. Bible/Constitution/Declaration of Independence/Pledge of Allegiance salesman, Donald Trump. And whatever other public domain publications you may desire to read, I'm sure you could print them out for you and sell them to you. Man, if you're going to spend money on public domain writings, you might as well just send Donald Trump a donation. Save the trees. Save the paper. MAGA motherfuckers are going to be like, no, I want the Donald Trump Bible. The Donald Trump edition of the New Testament. The Christian nationalists must be loving it. They all got to be like, yeah, fuck that church and state separation. Put the church in the state and shake it all up. Jews will not replace us. Attach the Bible to the Constitution. And God Bless the USA song. Trump goes from selling the art of the deal to the Bible. What is he, just a bookstore? What is he, Borders? Or maybe a library with all the public domain shit. He's a librarian. He might as well be selling the phone book. Yellow pages, orange pages. From Donald Trump. You gotta respect the grind, the hustle. If you can print it on paper, fuck it, he'll sell it. He's not gonna let any of these fucking court cases take him down, no matter what. He's just gonna keep printing shit and selling it. With his name on it, don't worry. Trumpeteers. And don't forget the kicks. Don't forget the sneakers. The gold sneakers. The fucking Wizard of Oz. Need I remind you of the Trump trading card NFTs? So it's called the God Bless the USA Bible. And he released it in conjunction with country singer Lee Greenwood, who wrote God Bless the USA. So it's the Donald Trump Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible that you gotta have in your nightstand. The holiest Bible. The holiest holy Bible. And believe it or not, this is the first time a president has ever sold Bibles with a country music artist. Believe it or not, no president ever went into Bible sales with a country musician before. So Donald Trump is blazing new territory. I'm not sure any American president has compared themselves to Jesus either. I think that was this week too. Trump said, the way the judicial system is coming after him, it's like he's Jesus. It's like he's being crucified. You know, because Jesus was crucified because of the classified document stuff, the hush money stuff, the fraud stuff. Trump isn't taking the fall for anybody's sins but his own. You know who else is getting themselves in trouble? got themselves in trouble. Diddy. Sean Diddy Combs getting all three of his houses raided simultaneously. He's thrice busted. That's a fucking hat trick. He had to get three houses raided because things are funniest when they happen in threes. And God loves comedy. That's why Donald Trump is selling the Bible. It's hilarious. Good one, God. Wicked sense of humor, dude. Of course, Diddy was gonna get busted for doing some crime. What's his record label named after all? Bad Boy. It's not Good Boy. It's not Good Boy Records. Seems like the guy's been a pretty bad boy. And this is gonna go on his record. You know what I mean? It's permanent record. He should have been following his Donald Trump Bible. What else happened this week? Robert F. Kennedy announced his vice president pick. And it's not Aaron Rodgers, so they're going to lose. It's Shanahan. Something, something Shanahan. Like Nicole Shanahan. Her name might as well be blah, blah, blah. But apparently she was married to the co-founder of Google. I guess maybe he went to go search for someone else. After they split, she found her new husband at Burning Man. That's not a joke. I just read that. So she's a burner. That's interesting. Yeah, they're definitely losing. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Peace.